Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Stuart Wiggins, David Horsewood, and James Lee. I would like to talk about, is integrity something that you can learn in adulthood? And this came up for me because I don't know if you saw recently, there was a doorbell camera from Halloween where a woman came up with her children and there was a bowl set out that said, take one. And the woman picked up the bowl and dumped the entire contents into her child's, I look like a suitcase or something, but took all of them. And I thought, oh, what a horrible show of integrity for this child. So David, I would love for you to kick us off. What are your thoughts? Can we learn integrity as adults?
I think the answer to that has to be yes. And I say that for a couple of reasons. One is I know I've learned more about integrity after I became an adult. I kind of equate this with recognizing, for me anyway, that integrity is a struggle. I mean, there's always going to be those times when doing the right thing and doing the easy thing are not the same thing. And I think that's actually more common than a lot of people think. If I think about a time of reference that all of us can relate to, 9/11, 2001, I was watching television for about 3 days, just watching the same two buildings fall. And on the third day, the thing that got me to stop is they told the story of a Kentucky resident who had quit his job, drove to New York City, walked up to the first police officer he could find, and he asked, how can I help? And that's when I realized that for those 3 days, that young man from Kentucky displayed better integrity than I did. Now, I can look back on those 3 days and rationalize, but while I might have been rationalizing, he was helping. So he displayed better integrity. And every now and then, I get humbled again by how integrity is a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna lead with more of a qualified yes. And that in the short term, sometimes you take a hit when you have integrity. In the short terms, it sometimes means getting less candy. But having it when you're a child and learning early is a huge head start. It's a huge advantage. And some people don't get that. But in order to get it as you get older, I think it really requires two things. One is self-awareness. Understanding how integrity affects you and the people around you, and also empathy. And that is the ability to care. I mean, you can be self-aware and also very manipulative, and that's something else. Or you can care about others and not really sense the impact of your actions on other people. So I think it takes both.
I guess from my perspective, I think that integrity is action and it's observable. Even for kids when they're young, they can observe the behaviors of their parents, like in the story that you told, Robin. But I think as we get older, it is a learned behavior. It's each and every single day you're learning integrity. And the quick story I'll tell is I was in the military and I was in a study group for probably 6 months. And it came down to the final examination and two of the people in our six-person study group opted to cheat so that they could get a score. And to me, integrity was, I turned them in. They didn't get their commissions, but as American citizens, how could you have people that would cheat to get ahead taking care of your sons and daughters out on the modern battlefield? So I didn't even hesitate to do that in. I have lots of incidents like that because really, it's right or wrong. And it doesn't matter what, you could be atheist, you could be religious. At the end of the day, everybody knows what right and wrong is. And to me, that's what integrity is, to be able to step up and do the harder right over the easier wrong.
Good for you. Yeah. I had to sort of think about what does integrity mean to me? Mm-hmm. And then sort of my operating definition is honesty in speech and action. And that kind of is where I'm coming from on this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the question I have then is if a child sees a parent who consistently acts in a way that is not in integrity, how can that child, as that becomes an adult, how do they learn? What would cause them to decide to do the right thing rather than the easy thing if that's what they've seen their whole lives?
Well, I have two siblings and we all had the same two parents and we're all quite different. So I don't really put too much stock in a child being totally at the mercy of having one or more parents with integrity. We've all seen siblings grow up, one with their own decisions, one a good way, one with their own decisions, one a bad way. I was interested in what Jim had to say about honesty being the core of integrity. One of the ways in which I've grown in my own understanding of integrity just during my adult lifetime is, in addition to honesty, there is a willingness to speak up when someone needs to speak up. So that's not necessarily lying or telling the truth. It's saying what needs to be said to the people who need to hear it in a timely way. Right. And that's why I think integrity, as Jim said, your definition totally matters. I, perhaps like some of you, looked it up, and most people think integrity has a moral component to it. So just being true to yourself doesn't quite cut it. There's a moral component. So am I being integrous in moral ways? In moral ways, am I patient? Am I loving? Am I kind? Am I willing to suffer on the behalf of others? And whenever I use that kind of terminology, I immediately think to times when I've been impatient inexplicably, unloving inexplicably. I get almost embarrassed by the fact that, as I said earlier, if integrity is a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, I've got a ways to go.
Robin, if I get back to you, your question, I think that children can learn integrity not just from their parents. A lot of people have overcome the deficiencies of their parents if you're in the right school and your teachers display integrity. And it's by saying the right thing, by taking the right actions. If you're involved with extracurricular activities like a coach or whatever, I mean, as a child, if you see a coach cheat, then that kind of validates cheating. And so your parents are only, in fact, if you think about the amount of time you spend with your parents as it relates to other outside influences, you're hoping that those outside influences have more of a positive integrity effect than parents. Because like I said, I think lots of people have overcome the deficiencies of their parents.
Well, so the problem with integrity is that it often means doing the right thing rather than the easy thing, or the thing that is less good for you. And I feel like if children are taught that integrity isn't important, it's super easy to go down a path of doing the thing that's best for you, regardless of whether it's good or in integrity or truthful or honest or moral or whatever other words we want to wrap into integrity.
Part of integrity is personal strength, and it takes strength to speak truth to power or to be completely transparent, not only about yourself, but the people around you. And that is what makes it tough, and that's what makes you strong.
There's sometimes overlap to words. And integrity is one of those where a lot of other words can come into play, whether it's honesty, as Jim mentioned earlier, whether it's courage or bravery, as I was mentioning just a moment ago, being willing to speak up. At its core, I just think it's important to be able to look in the mirror and both like and not like what you see. I think all of us who are not perfect, which I think is all four of us on this screen right now, all of us who are not perfect, in order to be living lives of integrity, have to be willing to acknowledge the times when we failed. And we have to be willing to acknowledge that publicly. There are times when I'm not a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And those times aren't all that rare. They're just really not all that rare. And those who know us really well, they already know that. It's not like they're surprised when we acknowledge our imperfections. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it's possible, unless perfect, to be a person of integrity without acknowledging imperfections.
I think it is disappointing, though, when you see someone, particularly as an adult, do something that demonstrates their lack of integrity. And you have to wonder about whether you want to continue to associate with those persons or those people. And I'm sure we all have incidents that come into our mind, but it's really everyday activities. And like one of you guys said it, I mean, you have to be able to speak up when you see it. I was playing golf one day and with a guy, and he saw a putter on the green. And it was a really nice putter. And he threw it in his bag. And I said, no, we're not going to do this. And he was fully prepared to just drive on with that putter. And we saw somebody up later on that said, have you seen a putter? I said, yeah, it's in his bag. You have to be able to speak up, and you have to call somebody out when they don't do it, whether they have the integrity or not. I don't need those weeds in my life. I'll cut those weeds.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is our 10 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and cut us off there. I do worry about children who aren't given the seeds for integrity when they're young. I think it's harder to learn if you've learned to benefited from other people by lying, cheating, and stealing, which I think is out of integrity, but that's just my opinion. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I look forward to doing it again soon.